Hello and welcome to the ESG Fitness Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help you think, learn and grow, and hopefully smile and laugh on the way too. My aim here is to break down your barriers to taking action and provide you with evidence-based diet and exercise information in a fun and interesting way. I hope I nail that and I hope you enjoy. If at any point you are enjoying this and you think, wouldn't it be great to work with Emma? You can head to esgfitness.co.uk to find out more information. Without further ado, because I hate long introductions, here is this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast. You have made it through the first week of the year. Actually, as I'm saying that, like, I hate that framing of things. Oh, you've made it through. I hope you've thrived over the last 7 days and that you are enjoying the joys of 2023. I have a few things to tell you this week. One is why you should focus on your bad days. The other is where to start if you've got a very long way to go. And then also why we should focus on being more inclusive rather than restrictive when we think about your diets. And if you are sick of dieting and feeling restricted, then this is a bit of a new approach to take that I think will be very useful for you. Plus, there'll probably be many tangents. Of the first is that I'd like to apologise if today I don't feel or I don't come across as just quite as upbeat as normal. I had a migraine yesterday. It was hell. I think I'm okay now. I keep getting waves of just feeling like crap. So, you know, who knows? I'm here and I have things to say. So hopefully they're useful. Okay, so something that I think a lot of people don't say or isn't said enough, but I'm going to say it because I think it's very important, is that the more fat you have to lose when you start and the worse your diet is when you start, the easier it is going to be to start losing fat. So a lot of people think, oh, I've got so far to go, or oh my God, I've got so much to change in my diet. Actually, in some ways, it's quite a good place to be because you can make quite small changes and get incredible results. And I say this because people often feel overwhelmed with how far they have to go or trying to get things exactly right from day one, what kind of diet they should go on, or the perfect diet. And actually, you can make some pretty simple swaps or even just focus solely on inclusion, which I will come on to. And you'll find that you start losing pretty quickly with actually minimal effort. So if you have a lot of fat to lose, here are three things that you can do that don't require any calorie counting, don't require learning a ton about nutrition, don't require being overwhelmed, just like three simple things, okay? The first one is to include 20 to 30 grams of protein with each meal. And I just did a post on this on Instagram, so I would have posted it on Saturday, but there's also some great infographics from Catherine on what 20 to 30 grams of protein actually looks like with examples. Secondly, have at least 2 servings of fruit and or veg with each meal. So bulk your meals out with fruit and veg. And then the third one is focus on having 3 meals a day and a snack and try not to eat around that. And if you are struggling with this, or if you still feel overwhelmed or you just want a bit of support, message me. Best place is Instagram at ESG Fitness, or if you prefer WhatsApp, I will put the link directly to my WhatsApp. You can message me in the show notes of this. But don't feel like you're in this alone, or what's the saying again? Paralysis by analysis. Like, you're overthinking this and you just don't know how to take the first couple of steps. Trust me, it doesn't need to be as hard as it's often made out to be. I can break that down for you. And if you feel alone and like it's impossible to start, it's not, and you are not alone. Just shoot me a message. And even if you don't fit into the above category of just starting out with maybe quite a lot to lose, this will still work for you. You can add these things to your diet and start to lose weight. So each meal, focus on 20 to 30 grams of protein. Focus on 2 servings of fruit and or veg with each meal. And you might be thinking, okay, but surely I should be reducing my food intake, not adding it when I'm dieting. Like, shouldn't I be like eating less, moving more, that kind of thing? Well, this is how it works. If you increase your protein intake and eat more high volume foods, i.e. things like fruit and veg, you will habitually eat less. That means you will eat less without even thinking about it, right? How nice is that? Because your diet has now become more satiating. And the big bonus to this approach is that you don't feel restricted because you're focused on adding things, not restricting things. One of the main reasons that people give up on their diets is because they feel restricted. And if you feel restricted, it won't be long before you then give up. I don't know if anyone heard the excessive beeping outside. Seems slightly unnecessary. Anyway, that, and like, okay, now I've lost my train of thought because of the beeping. Basically, there's only so long that you can maintain feeling restricted before you then give in to temptation. So your diet is always finite. But when you shift your focus from restriction to inclusion, then a hell of a lot changes. So if you've struggled with feeling restricted when dieting in the past, try focusing on, okay, what are the things I can include, not just what are the things I need to take away. And also try changing your mindset from restriction to, what are the foods that I can put in my body to make my body thrive, not merely survive. So another target for you, which I've given to a couple of my one-to-one clients, is 30 plant-based foods a week. So 30 different plant-based foods a week. And this is to optimize your gut microbiome. And I think one of the reasons I'm speaking about it, well, actually there's three reasons. One, it's just important. I don't think I talk about it enough. Two, it was triggered by Tim Spector on Diary of a CEO. I spoke about this quite a lot already on Instagram. So if you want a kind of breakdown of that, you can head over there and I will direct you in the right place. But there are a lot of things I don't agree with him on, but actually there are a hell of a lot of things I do agree with him on as well. And I actually think if you took away the rationale behind his advice is quite good. So things like eating primarily whole foods, eating 30 different fruit and veg a day, oh sorry, not fruit and veg, plant-based foods a day. And that's actually one really good point. It would be a lot to try and get in 30 different fruit and veg. But plant-based also includes things like nuts and seeds and spices, and you can get that, and also things like legumes and pulses, all of the things. So anything really that is plant-based. And if you can get that variety in, then it will help your gut microbiome. And actually, this was back to my point. The third reason I was triggered to talk about this is because I was, before the migraine, feeling quite smug that everyone around me was unwell and had flu or something. And I was like, oh, really? Like, I haven't been ill in ages. And it made me think about it. And I was like, it probably is that I get a lot of diversity in my diet and I focus on that quite heavily because I don't have a fat loss goal anymore. Like, actually, once you get from there, everyone's like, okay, well, once you've lost fat, it's maintenance. And it's like, yeah, but you're still kind of just focusing on the calories. Actually, you know, what about it's putting food in my body that I know will make me feel amazing? What if it's focusing on the nutrients that you can get from food that's going to make you show up at your best, feel your best, perform your best in all areas of your life? See, that's what we should be focusing on at maintenance. And one of those goals would be a really good one to include, which is 30 plant-based foods per week. And I actually now feel quite unwell. So what I'm going to do is wrap up this episode here, and then I will come back with a short, sharp one on why you should focus on your bad days, because I think this is a game changer for people and will be really, really useful. But I do hope that this episode has been useful. And if you have enjoyed it, please go and rate and review the podcast and let me know if you enjoyed it online. And if you are struggling with getting started and it's a week into January and you're like, I really want to get started, use the link in the description to send me a message. And to make it even easier, I'll give you an opener. So just message me getting started. Thank you as ever for your time and attention. If you want to talk to me about coaching, or if you want to find out more about how to work with me, head over to esgfitness.co.uk. There is also lots of free information on the website and some worksheets, which I hope you will find useful. If you've enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear from you. Please tag me in your stories at esgfitness or shoot me a message. And if you think you know anyone who would enjoy this episode, why not share it with them? Thanks, guys!